guys feel if somebody said, man, the Joe and Alex show is a bunch of dumbasses? Like, would you agree with that statement or no? Liv the Web Girl's nodding her head, yes, okay. Alex, would you say that, like, we're a dumb show as far as intelligence? I mean, you didn't go to college.
It depends. When it comes to math, yes. Other subjects, not so much. But math is my weakest link. Goodbye.
Okay, cool. Well, I would like to test all of our weak links this morning, and you can tweet us if you think you know the answer. Joe and Alex show on Twitter. For a little little question I got for you here. Let's see here. Let me get some. Oh, what about this?
Jeopardy.
There we go. There's this question going on the internet. It's a math problem. And here's the thing I'll tell you now. It's simple. Don't overthink this, okay?
Okay.
So a man buys a horse for $60. He sells the horse for $70. He then buys the horse back for $80.
Okay.
And he sells the horse again for $90.
He's just stupid. Make up your mind.
Do you want the damn horse or not?
In the end, how much money did the man make or lose, or did he just break even?
Oh, this is hard. I need like a pencil or something.
One more time. 317-239-1009 if you want to guess too. Maybe you'll get it right.
Can I have a pen or something?
Oh, now you want to write stuff down. Isn't that cheating?
Well, this is doing math.
Oh, okay. Here's your question again. A man buys a horse for $60. He then sells the horse for $70. He then buys the horse back again for $80.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
So he sold the horse for $70.
Yep. Then he buys the horse back. This isn't a trick thing. It's the same horse. He buys the horse back, this time for $80. Then he has a change of plans. For whatever reason, he decides to sell the horse again for $90. So my question is this. In the end, how much money did this guy make, or how much did he lose, or did he break even with these sales and buying and all that stuff? How did this man do here? That is the question this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Producer MYK, I'd like to come to you if you had a chance to look over the question.
Okay, it's a 60. Are we counting the $60 that he spent?
Are you what?
Are you counting the $60 that he spent?
I just want you to give me an answer here.
Well, it's $20, but are you counting the $60 that he spent?
So you're saying
my guess is $20.
Your guess is $20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing
$80 from Alex. So MYK thinks that he made $20 after these sales and buying back. Alex thinks he did $80. Okay.
This is hard.
I know. Well, that's why we're trying to get your brain this morning. Good
Liv?
Morning. Yeah, Liv. What do you think?
What? Okay, she's like literally pulling the paper away from me when she's got to look. Okay, so hold on.
Think about it. I'm going to get some people. Look at it and tell me.
All right. Good morning,
Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle.
Danielle.
Yes.
Did this guy make money, lose money, or break even?
He made $30.
Made $30. Okay, we'll see if you're right. Thank you. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Adrian.
Adrian, did he make money, lose money, or break even?
He made money, I believe.
How much?
$90, didn't he?
$90. Okay, we've had a lot of different guesses. Liv, the last guess we'll take?
I think he made $20.
Okay,
is that what MYK said?
So you agree with producer MYK and Alex, your number was 80? Okay, well, let's see here. This man that we're talking about actually did make money. So if you guess that he made money, pat yourself on the back, you are correct.
How much, though?
Well, the guy made $20.
Dang it! Ooh. Guys, I have a learning disability when it comes to math. I can't. I am so bad. It's like sad. Like I can't even do long division or anything.
If you're still confused and think it's off, as you know, think of this. It's two transactions. The guy bought and sold the horse once and he made $10. Then he did it again and he made another $10, totaling $20. So if you didn't come up with $20 and you're like Alex, well then you were
wrong. wrong. You're wrong.
Aww.
Sorry about that, but that was kind of fun, little stimulating thing right there.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I like to be stimulated in other ways, actually, instead of math.
Like, what other ways stimulate you?
I don't remember.
All right, hey, I'll put this question up on our Instagram story so you can see it and show other people, too.